As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome, my fellow trivia geeks, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I am your host, Brittany Gibbons, and I am joined today by my other best friend. Meredith is taking her son to college today, if you guys can even believe it. So I got my other bestie, Tracy White from Glow Girl Podcast, to join me today. Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
I'm pretty excited because we are going to be having trivia regarding one of our all-time favorite shows, Schitt's Creek.
Ooh, that is one of my favorite shows.
We already did one Schitt's Creek trivia podcast, and it was so much fun, and we actually got a ton of messages about how much you liked it. It was super easy to actually put together a whole other show about Schitt's Creek because there's so much funny trivia, and this show is going to be extra special because the first half is trivia, but then the second half is a complete the quote, which if you've ever seen this show, it's so delightfully funny and upbeat, and they come with the best quotes.
I can't wait. This sounds like so much fun.
All right. So here's how it's going to go. I'm going to lead you guys through two rounds of trivia. I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer, and you're going to give yourself 1 point for every correct answer. At the end, tally up your score, crown the winner, and let's see if you're able to beat Tracy today. Tracy, are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay. Round one. The a cappella group that Moira is a part of is called what?
I think it's the Jazza Gals, isn't it?
It is the Jazza Gals. I always wanted to be a Jazza Gal. I just feel a cappella in my bones. I just need to find a group. Okay. Question number two. Twyla is best known for working at what local establishment? Tracy.
It's the Cafe Tropical.
It is the Cafe Tropical. That is right. Okay, question number three. When Ronnie invites Moira, the city council candidate, over to speak to her friends in a key voting group, what group is that exactly? You know, Tracy?
I don't remember what the group actually was. No.
It was actually Women Business Owners.
Yes.
She went there thinking it was a very different group, but It ended up being Women Business Owners. Okay. Question number four. What gift does Mutt surprise Alexis with? Got any guesses?
Yes, I do. Wasn't it a bike?
It was a bike. Can you ride a bike, Tracy?
It has been a while.
Has it been a while?
They say it's just like riding a bike. So
they
maybe I should try.
But you have to know how to do it the first time first, which Alexis did not. So that's always helpful. Question number five. What recipe are Moira and David trying to make when they fold in the cheese? This is like one of my all-time favorite episodes. What about you, Tracy?
I love the episode too, and I can't remember the food they were making.
They were making enchiladas.
Right.
Enchiladas, of course. Okay, question number six. What is Alexis's signature song? Got any guesses?
Is it A Little Bit Alexis?
It is A Little Bit Alexis. If you guys are on TikTok, there are some hilarious videos of people doing the A Little Bit Alexis song and dance. It is like my favorite thing. It totally brightens my day. Question number seven. To prove to Stevie that he would never leave her behind, what did Johnny Rose change the name of the Schitt's Creek Motel to? It's nostalgic. What do you think it is, Tracy?
Ooh, wasn't it the Rosebud Motel?
The Rosebud Motel. That is right. Okay. Question number 8. What type of play does Moira put on at the Playhouse in Elmdale? Did you ever fancy yourself a theater girl, Tracy?
You know, no, I was more of a band girl myself, but.
Oh, okay. Well, I always need people in the orchestra. Do you happen to know what the play was?
I don't remember.
It was Cabaret. Ah, Cabaret. Okay. Question number 9. Patrick serenades David during open mic night with what famous 90s song? Have an idea?
I know this one because it's one of my favorite scenes in the entire show. It was Simply the Best.
Simply the Best. I can't watch that episode without crying with happiness. It was so romantic and uplifting and wonderful. And man, I really wish my husband could sing.
Same.
Okay, final question of this round. Who officiated David and Patrick's wedding? It was a legendary wedding. What do you think it was?
It was the legend herself, Moira Rose.
Yes, it was. It was. If I could get remarried, I would want Moira to marry me. That's where I am with that. Mm-hmm. Okay, it looks like you got 6 points this round. Good job. Good job. We're going to take a real quick break and we come back for round 2. I'm going to have you finish the Schitt's Creek quotes.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now. Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask them all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? Well, we hear you, and we have been there too. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. Who are we? I'm Dr. Jess Steyer, a public health scientist and also co-host of the Unbiased Science podcast. Every day, I'll chat with one or both of your new pediatrician besties, Dr. Dina DiMaggio, a general pediatrician, and Dr. Anthony Porto, a pediatric gastroenterologist. We'll talk about all the things related to our kids' health, from dealing with a colicky infant to navigating puberty in the teenage years. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, now live on all podcast platforms.
Life gets busy and fitting in time to help yourself can be tricky. That's why we're such huge fans of BetterHelp Online Counseling. Finally, it's a way to connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment when it's convenient for you. Get help on your own time and at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus you can chat and text with your therapist. Licensed professional counselors that specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family, grief, self-esteem, or if you just need to talk. Anything you share is confidential. And if you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, you can request a new one at any time at no additional charge. We're talking 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states. BetterHelp is available worldwide at your fingertips. In fact, so many people are using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. BetterHelp offers 4 communication modes, but best of all, it's a truly affordable option with financial aid available. We want you to start living a happier life today. So as a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/roadtrip. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/roadtrip. Okay, we are back for round number 2. We haven't really ever done a quote challenge on Family Road Trip podcast trivia before. So this is a first. We're going to see how it goes. See if you like it. See how you do, Tracy. Are you feeling confident?
I'm feeling semi-confident.
Fantastic. We'll take it. We'll take it. Okay. Quote number 1. David, stop acting like a disgruntled what? This is said by the amazing Moira Rose to her son, David. And what does she tell him to stop acting like?
I think it was a disgruntled pelican.
It was a disgruntled pelican. That is correct. Quote number two, I'm trying very hard not to blank people right now. Spoken by the amazing David Rose.
David was trying very hard not to connect with people right now.
Connect
and that,
with people.
That is a sentiment that I understand.
Same. Sometimes you just need to not people for the day. Okay. And this is quote number three, said by the amazing Maura Rose. What you did was blank, capricious, and melodramatic, but it was also wrong. Got a guess?
I don't know this one.
Impulsive. What you did was impulsive, capricious, and melodramatic, but it was also wrong. Okay. Quote number four. This is actually spoken by Patrick. David, you have to stop watching blank. It's not helpful for our relationship.
Was it Notting Hill?
It was Notting Hill. And I could say this advice also applies to me. I always watch those movies and then start fights with my husband because he's not behaving like Hugh Grant did in Notting Hill. It would be better if I just stopped watching it. Okay, question number five. Every time I did that with a boyfriend, I'd send him off with someone who wasn't a threat, like Pippa Middleton or blank. This is an Alexis quote.
I don't know this one.
Every time I did that with a boyfriend, I'd send him off with someone who wasn't a threat, like Pippa Middleton or Rihanna. Both of those women are threats to me. They are gorgeous. I just want to put that out there. Okay. Quote number six, spoken by David. I do drink red wine, but I also drink white wine. I like the wine, not the blank.
I know this one. David likes the wine, not the label.
That is correct. He likes the wine, not the label. Okay. Quote number seven. This is spoken by Moira. Oh, I'd kill for a good blank right now.
Oh, Moira's looking for a coma?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Who wouldn't these days? Who wouldn't? Can you imagine the restful sleep you would get? Okay, quote number eight, also spoken by Moira. Gossip is the devil's blank. Best to just hang up.
Probably telephone.
It is telephone. The clues are there.
Yes.
Yes, it is a telephone. Okay, quote number nine, this again by Moira. This wine is blank. Get me another glass.
Was it terrible?
Close. It was awful. This wine is awful. Get me another glass. That sounds like her. Okay, final quote from the amazing Alexis Rose. I miss being surrounded by loose acquaintances who think I'm funny and smart and blank.
That was charming. I remember.
That was charming. I miss being surrounded by loose acquaintances who think I'm funny and smart and charming. Same, Alexis. Same. Okay, you did really great. You did seven that round.
Woo.
So it looks like you got a hearty 13. That's pretty good, Tracy.
I think I spent a lot of my quarantine time watching Schitt's Creek.
Who hasn't? I think I'm on my third watching with me and the kids. All right. We can't wait to hear how you did on this second episode of Schitt's Creek Trivia. Make sure to let us know on our Facebook page or Instagram. You can head to both of those at the Family Orchard Trivia Pod to check those out. This has been a production of Girls Girls Media. Find us online at girlsgirlsmedia.com. And if you like what you heard today, please leave us an awesome 5-star review on iTunes and subscribe however you get your podcasts. Have a great day, guys.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a new podcast? Maybe something you can share with your littles? Something that has some storytelling in it? Well, then look no further. We have Storytime with Philip and Mommy, where my son and I sit and discuss all the great books that you might love while we read them. So, Little Golden Books, Berenstain Bears, and even the new classics like Bluey. We sit down, we read, we discuss, and we have so much fun doing it. Come and join us. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.